It's July. What's happening in the natural world?
Here are Boulder naturalists Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman.
We're along the White Rocks Trail. This is the third time that Scott and I have hoped to find tiger beetles, a gorgeous iridescent beetle that likes to be out on bright sunny days. The first two times we got snowed out, and today it turned out to be cool and cloudy.
Some of these larger bodied insects that we're not seeing on this cool summer day is because they can't get their muscles fully activated and working to help them avoid predators. They need that sun to warm those big muscles so they can be fully prepared to escape a kingbird or a swallow. And so we're just not seeing the tiger beetles, the butterflies, and even the grasshoppers.
Oh, that's a darkling beetle.
Yeah, look at that. This is a big black beetle. He's missing a front leg. Wonder if he got attacked by a mouse. Tiger beetles, they're very brightly colored. The colors are a function of the structure of their outer skeleton. And it's not a pigment, but a structural color. Bright green, purple, and reddish, and bronze colors. They can be very iridescent. Basically are a bright spark of jewel in front of you as you walk down the trail. They're very fast flyers, probably the fastest flying of any beetle. They often fly about 2 or 3 feet in front of you and pull their wings in and come to a crashing stop. They almost bounce on the ground as they come to a stop. Of course, insects having their skeleton on the outside of their body, that doesn't hurt them at all. And then they start looking for their prey again.
They run so fast that they can become temporarily blind. And when that happens, they use their antennas that they stick out sort of flat in front of them. And the antennas will feel pebbles or any obstacles in the path, and then they can get over those. And then when they stop for just a second to regain their sight, they can continue their pursuit.
Prey species can be things like ants, other beetles, flies, and they're just built with very long legs and great eyesight and very strong mandibles to subdue and eat their prey. Good places to look for tiger beetles in Boulder County are along the White Rocks Trail on the upper side of the grassland area, Sawhill Walden Ponds, any place that there's bare open ground. Often you have to approach them very slowly, like a cat. They flush, let them get used to you, and then they might come back or try to approach them again.
Scott Sievers is an ecologist with an environmental consulting firm. Ruth Carol Cushman is co-author of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.